Let's see who we are. What are we?
We call ourselves Conference Committee on SB or HB.
Yeah.
Who's missing?
Buckley.
I will open the Conference Committee on House B 2896. You need to open your side too, or is this? I think not. I think it's all one.
You're the chair.
Okay. My intention is to have a motion on the floor introduced, and then we can have discussion on the motion.
Okay. Representative Greenland, I move that the Senate recede from the Senate amendment dated April 17th and that the introduced bill be repassed.
Senator Miles Anderson moves that the Senate recede from the Senate amendments dated April 17th and that the introduced bill be repassed. You have some comments you'd like to say?
I do. I felt that the Senate had a very good compromise with the industry, and we know that melanoma is rare compared to breast cancer or lung cancer. We had testimony from a young woman who had a young girl, I would call her, whose the phototherapy actually helped her lesions, cancer on her face, and her doctor at OHSU would not condone that, but the mother feels that she is alive today because of that use. We also felt that it was a wake-up call for the industry to start looking, because overuse of tanning beds will definitely lead to cancer in some cases, and we could get 16 votes on the floor with this also. Since you're not concurring, we've had a lot of discussion. We know that melanoma is staying fairly level in women, but is definitely increasing in men. We know that this is a huge industry where 60% or more of or 40% of the young high school girls who are 17 years of age and 16 use this. But since you did not concur and a conference committee was set, we are now here. But I needed to get those comments on the record. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Senator. Is there any other discussion? Yes, ma'am.
Mr. Chair, thank you. I appreciate the thoughts put out by Senator Mona Sanderson, and would offer a couple just in favor of the motion, if I might. The first is, I remember the testimony from that girl a little bit differently.
The mother is here in the audience.
Okay, great. Well, I thought I remembered, and if there's, I'm remembering wrong, then you all can correct me, that finally her doctor, after she proved it to be effective, had said that, yes, go ahead and do it. And at that point, I would have thought that she'd be able to receive a prescription which would give her the opportunity to use that, or it could be done medically, which is always an opportunity, a possibility. But I think the bigger question is not what the melanoma rates are now. It's what the melanoma rates are going to be in 10 or 15 years, because we know that the lag time, it's not an immediate effect, it's the long-term adverse effects. And the use of tanning salons at the rate that they're currently being used is not something that we were seeing 15 or 20 years ago. It's been a significant change. So I appreciate the fact that we are seeing more of a rise in men than in women. I'm really concerned about what we're going to see in 10 to 15 years, and that's why I support the motion as presented. I'm just concerned. I think it's better the way it was originally came out.
Thank you, Senator. I guess I'll put a comment on the table. I certainly hope our colleagues in the Senate will see fit to act on this motion. It turns out the Senate will need to do that. I'm a researcher, and I spent a long time doing research, and I'm, as a researcher, really convinced with the data that we were presented. I was impressed. I passed out an FDA, an article on the FDA from USA Today that points out the FDA is ready to ban tanning beds for anyone under 18 years of age. I actually would favor 21. The 18 was kind of a compromise. I think when you talk about something that's classified in the same danger to radiation that a CT scan is, I can tell you for somebody that's had a lot of CT scans recently, that's a scary business. It is a pretty significant radiological risk. So I am really happy to support the amendment, and I certainly hope we feel comfortable pass it here and that the Senate feels okay about moving ahead with it. Any other discussion? Would you call the roll, please, Patty?
Representative Buckley?
Aye.
Representative Johnson?
Aye.
Senator Mona Sanders?
Aye.
Senator Steiner Hayward?
Aye.
Senator Thompson?
Aye.
Chair Greenlee?
Aye. Motion carries. And unless there's anything else to come before us, we are adjourned in time for a fire drill that will start very shortly.